41 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning, 22nd day of July. From your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio, Bob Graham is along. James Timberlake in the saddle this morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
A little thunderstorm yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it started hailing and I got really nervous. I was like, please, not
and,
this again.
You and everyone
not
else.
Not this again.
I just got my truck fixed from a year ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Luckily, it wasn't too bad.
We don't need that now. Come on, man. If I have to throw my body on the hood, I will.
I know.
Right?
I was thinking, I was like, can I fit this in the garage even with the other car in there? Or the other truck?
I know. Hey, let's look at the day. We got a chance of it again today, bud. Just letting you know.
Great.
A chance of a thunderstorm this evening. Could be severe. Could be. So, hey, Danny Glover, 79 today. Don Henley, Eagles, Hotel California, 78 today.
Legend.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe is 70. You know how many people call him William?
Also legend.
Yes.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah. What was he, the Green Goblin in
Green
the Spider-Man movies?
He's in The Lighthouse.
Lighthouse.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Is that one of your favorite movies?
One of my favorite horror movies. The movie's very unique.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time.
Of all time. Am I putting you on the spot?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it changes all the time.
Okay.
It just kind of depends.
All right.
One that came up recently, though, because it was the 50th anniversary, you mentioned it, Jaws. That's easily a top five movie for me of all time.
Right.
But there's a bunch of others that I love, you know. It just depends. Just depends on how you're feeling.
You know, it's interesting you should mention Jaws. Great white shark.
Mm-hmm.
50 miles off the coast of Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Whoa, it's just like a movie.
Was detected. He's tagged. His name is Contender. Contender.
Okay. Interesting name.
Weighs 1,700 pounds.
Whoa.
That's 15 feet in length.
1,700 pounds?
Yeah. And he's 15 feet in length.
How much is a ton? Is that 1,000, right?
Ton's 2,000 pounds.
Okay, so almost a ton.
Right. He's almost a ton. And he's 15 feet long. Put a tape measure down.
15 feet.
Just 15 feet. Just imagine a 1,700-pound animal on top of that. Well, most recently, he was pinged off the waters of Massachusetts between Nantucket Shoals and Georges Bank. Researchers have tracked him since January when he was tagged. They managed to tag him. Geez, how do you tag a shark that big? He subsequently traveled to Florida and the Outer Banks of North Carolina with his last ping off Cape Hatteras in early June. Wow. That's a big shark.
That's a long swim.
Isn't it shark?
It's Shark Week.
Isn't it Shark Week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It is Shark Week.
All right. Do you watch any of those things?
I used to when I was younger, but I kind of...
Not so much now?
Yeah, okay. I fell out of it.
All right. Anyway, put 15 feet down on the tape measure and imagine 1,700 pounds.
Yeah, that's a big shark.
And that thing's swimming at you at, you know, Mach speed.
Yeah. You want to know something interesting? I don't think I'm... When it comes to great whites, I'm less scared of them than I am, like... If I were to see a bull shark in the water, I'd be a little bit more scared. Because great white,
like a smaller one,
yeah,
or a big
bull,
one.
Well, I mean, bull sharks, they can't get as big as great whites, but like great whites, they don't attack humans very often, if ever. But bull sharks, they're aggressive. Those are aggressive sharks.
They're all aggressive, aren't they?
No, great whites are pretty. I mean, they're can't or they're a carnivore, so they're eating meat, of course. But great whites, they're usually going off after stuff that's bigger.
Can you imagine if you weigh 1,700 pounds, what your daily caloric intake would be?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's all they do. Every
that's all
moment,
you're doing.
You're
24 hours a day, man. You're eating, right? You're looking for it. Okay, let's talk about happy things rather than things that scare you. Little things in life. Okay, survey 10,000 adults. Top things, no particular order. People said, make them happy.
Okay.
Make someone laugh unexpectedly.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Clean, organized spaces after tidying up.
Sure.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Hearing a song you forgot you loved. Ooh. All right. A perfectly timed green light. I had that happen just last week. I was driving down Main Street and the lights were just turning. I'm going, man, I'm going to drive all the way down Main Street and hit the lights. And I did.
That's a good feel.
I was happy. I don't know why. It's just like, okay, see, it's little things. When a pet chooses to nap next to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one too.
All right. Giving or getting a genuine compliment. All right.
Yeah.
Holding a significant other's hand.
Sure.
All right. Going for walks in the rain.
No.
Hey.
No. I don't want to walk in the rain.
I was in the Bighorns this last weekend on a Friday. Pouring rain.
Yeah.
I was hiking. Loved it.
Why? But why? Why would you want to? Okay.
It's awesome, man. It just was.
Here's the thing. If it's raining, I'm inside.
I know.
I don't want to be in the rain.
Here's another one. Going on a hike. So I was going on a hike in the rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also
nice.
Crazy behavior.
That's awesome, man. It was awesome.
What if you get caught in a thunderstorm in the middle of a hike? That's danger zone.
Yeah, I know. But I was okay. But it was still fun. Got back to camp, soaking wet. It's like, I didn't care.
Wait, did you camp too?
Yeah.
Oh, my. What are you doing?
You should go camping with me sometimes, James.
I'm not. I mean,
come
I'll be honest,
on, man. Let's go.
I live in the wrong place for this.
No,
I'm
you
not
don't.
A big camper.
I know.
Like, at all.
Would you go if I seriously said, James,
no.
Come on.
I'll be honest with you. No. The answer would be
you
no.
You would just look at me and go, no.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Yeah. I'd figure something else to do. I'll be honest
come
with
on,
you.
Come on, man. All right.
Even not if we, a camper.
Okay, how about even if it's in a camper?
No, I'm just not a camping
guy. Then you can dry
guy.
Off and it's raining out.
No,
you're fine.
I'm not a camping guy.
I have to admit, I don't really like the wet tents anymore. Getting older, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you hit a certain point and you're like, this part of it's not for me.
I didn't mind walking in the rain. It was good stuff. Okay. Watching a dog be happy about little things, like toys
yeah.
and locks. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good job.
How about clean bed sheets?
Yeah, another good one.
Okay. Can you think of anything off the top of your head? Usually it happens to me when it's like, it happens. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like when things come together or I finish a project.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like, oh, that's done. Next.
Small things
that make you happy.
I mean, there's probably plenty I can't think of off the top of my head.
I like making people laugh. That's a good thing.
I mean... I wouldn't even argue that's not a small thing. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing.
Make people laugh said. That's it a goal is. You should shoot for every day.
Yeah, well, that's what we shoot for every day. Hopefully somebody smiled already this morning.
Nah, mission failed.
Mission failed? You don't think anybody smiled this morning?
Nah, not yet.
You don't think so?
We still got about 10 minutes, so we'll see if we can
see if we can pull it out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Today is, so those are small things to make you happy. Today is Be a Good Teammate Day. Hey, all right.
Sure.
There you go. BLT Sandwich Day.
Okay.
Last time you had a BLT?
Probably not that long ago.
All right.
I like BLTs.
Okay.
Simple, easy to make.
Summer Leisure Day.
Sure.
I like it. Speaking of days, another short day today, James. You know why?
Because they're only getting shorter now?
Will be one of the shortest days in history due to an unexpected acceleration of Earth's rotation. So this day is expected to be between 1.3 and 1.5 milliseconds shorter than the usual 24 hours.
Wow, cool.
Researchers have observed this acceleration using atomic clocks, which are incredibly precise.
Yeah.
And measure time by detecting the vibrations of storms.
Wow.
Or, excuse me, vibrations of atoms, not storms. So while the precise reason remains a mystery, experts believe it may stem from several factors. So, the Earth's spin fluctuates over time. In case you didn't know that. So, if anything, if we don't make you laugh, you learn something today.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the big thing of the show. Learn something new. every day. Okay. How about things we take for granted every day?
Oh, man.
Here's a story.
The long list.
I know. There is a long list. So imagine if you're this guy. If your skin was as weak and flimsy as toilet paper.
Okay.
This is a reality for Dean Clifford, Queensland, Australia, diagnosed with a rare and severe skin condition. Doctors gave him a grim prognosis when he was younger. Defying all odds. They said he wouldn't even live past probably the age of 3 or 4. He's 44 now.
Wow.
Oldest survivor of this form of condition. Very few people have it. You live in chronic pain. Oh, man. And have bandages pretty much all over yourself because your skin is as flimsy as toilet paper. Guess what he does?
Let me guess.
You'll never guess this.
He works in construction. That'd be a bad pick.
He's a bodybuilder.
Oh, cool.
Can you believe that?
That is that's
look at your
pick.
Day today and say, I got a pretty good today, right? Man, how'd you like to live with that? Okay, trivia today, James. We got lots of trivia today. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trivia, and sometimes it's, you know, did you know this? The average, how much sugar do you think you consume in a year? Even though, you know, you and I have tried to cut back
probably
our sugar
way
intake.
Too much.
Yeah, I know. The average person will consume 152 pounds.
Yeah.
Grab a 152-pound sack of sugar. That's what you're going to consume in a year.
I believe that.
I know. Isn't that terrible? In the history of Earth, there's been an estimated 117 billion of these as of 2024. In the history of Earth.
117
billion? 117
billion.
Estimated. Human births.
Oh, wow.
You never think about that, do you?
How do you even estimate that?
I know. Well, there's some pocket protector out there that knows more than you and I do.
I guess.
All right. 32,000 people are treated for this injury every year. You mentioned construction.
Oh, putting a nail in your hand.
Putting the old hammer on you.
Yeah.
Ugh. Done that. How many calories are you going to burn in a year brushing your teeth?
600.
3,600.
Wow.
That's like a pound. You could lose a pound. If you just keep your caloric intake the same, you could lose a pound brushing your teeth every year.
Wow.
1 in 5 of us wear
good
the
workout.
Same. I know. 1 in 5 of us wear the same shirt or pants at work 3 days a week. Wow.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do I not notice that?
Well, I don't do it. I'm saying I believe
oh, okay.
it, though. Absolutely.
I was going to say. All right.
Because usually it's like, why not?
I know.
I work an office job. It's not like my pants or my shirt are getting very dirty throughout the day.
That's true. You're not sweating.
Yeah.
All right. How many percent of adults don't have a credit card?
I'm going to say 32%.
No. Jeez. 12.
Really?
Yeah, 12%. Okay.
I'm one of those 12.
I know. I know you like pie. You're one of those 12. You don't have a credit card?
Don't have a credit card.
Wow, good for you.
Well, I mean, tell that to my credit.
For other reasons?
I'm okay. I'm sure they're thrilled with me. The old credit gods.
You're building credit. That's, you know, you're a young guy. Building credit. Okay. What's your favorite pie?
Ooh. Cherry.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Okay. Good choice. That's a good one. The top 12. Blueberry, banana cream.
Whoa, wait a minute. Blueberry is number one?
No, blueberry is 12.
Oh, okay.
Banana cream is 11. Top 10, lemon meringue. Ooh, I like lemon meringue. Not all the time, but once in a while. A good lemon meringue pie. Okay. Chicken pot pie.
Okay.
Coconut cream.
Oh, what are we doing?
I know. It's one of those. Coconut cream. 8. Key lime.
Yep.
Pumpkin. Do you know pumpkin pie is the choice of Wyoming? They do different states. Pumpkin pie is a choice in Wyoming.
I believe that.
5 is cherry.
Pumpkin pie is higher than or lower than I thought. I thought that would be in the top 3.
5 is cherry.
Okay.
4 is pecan. 3 okay. is chocolate cream. Number 2, you're not going to like this, which I don't think it is, but it is considered.
Here
pizza.
Ugh, come on.
All right.
Somebody had to be unique.
Somebody had to do
pizza pie.
Somebody just had to do it. What's number 1? Apple.
Yeah, the American pie.
Okay, here's some things that you may not have known. Men will spend 373 days using the bathroom.
Just total? Like in our in our lifetimes?
I think so, yeah. 373 days.
That's a long time. It's a year and 8 days.
Okay, we're in polo country, right?
Yeah, true.
Right? Sport of polo breaks its periods of play into this, which lasts 7.5 minutes.
I have no idea.
Chuckers.
Chuckers?
Yeah.
Huh.
Periods of play into chuckers, which lasts 7.5 minutes.
I don't think I've ever...
We gotta go out. I haven't been out for a while.
We gotta go out to polo. I watched it.
It's pretty cool.
A while ago.
Yeah, it's way cool, especially the kind of polo we have here.
I know it's a
best of the best, baby.
They got a beautiful facility too.
Best of the best, right here.
Yeah,
doesn't get any better.
They got a gorgeous facility out there.
Oh, beyond. Okay, remember we talked yesterday about moon? The moon we didn't get. I said maybe we'll get some moon trivia in. We didn't have a chance because we ran out of time. Okay, here's some moon trivia for you. Astronaut trivia. Neil Armstrong, first human ever to set foot on the lunar surface, July 20th, 1969. Right?
Right.
All three Apollo 11 astronauts walked on the moon. True or false?
No, false.
False. Neil Armstrong, Buzz, walked on the moon. Michael Collins was the man.
That's why he was
the pilot of the command module.
He's the lesser known.
That's right, he is. Primary landing in the Apollo 11 lunar module was controlled entirely by a computer. True or false?
I'll say true. I think that's true.
False.
Dang it.
The guidance computer handled much of the descent, and Neil Armstrong took over in the final moments to avoid a boulder-filled crash.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to take this over. American flag planted on the moon by Apollo 11. Still standing, true or false?
I think that's true.
I did not know this. Buzz Aldrin reported seeing the flag blown over by the exhaust from the lunar module's ascent.
Right.
There's a video of that as they departed the moon, unfortunately.
I thought I remember.
So he doesn't think it's still standing. He thinks it went down.
Huh.
All right. Last person to walk on the moon.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Gene Cernan, Commander, Apollo 17, December 1972.
I can't believe it's been that long. So whole generation of people.
Do you think we should go back to the moon?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Is that how much we know now?
With what we know now?
Yeah. And there's a whole generation of people that have not experienced that.
Right. Okay, James. When was the last time you saw a rainbow? Did you see one yesterday?
Probably not. No.
Okay. How many colors are in a rainbow?
There's five, I believe. Six? Five or six? Red, orange, yellow.
Oh, you're going to try and name the colors,
red,
too.
Orange, yellow,
green, couldn't even do that.
Blue,
no.
Purple.
Look at you. No, there's seven.
Seven.
Seven. We might see a rainbow again today. We might see.
Yeah, no kidding.
We might see a little thunderstorm move in our area today. All right, so be prepared for that. Could be severe. Okay, one more time. You're a big hockey guy, right?
I play hockey.
You play hockey, and you announce hockey.
Mm-hmm.
What's the exact diameter of the puck in inches?
Ooh.
Come on, James.
Inches. No, it's less than that.
What?
It's less than that.
6 inches?
It's less than that. Is it less than that?
Yeah. Dang.
3 inches.
Bingo! Good job, buddy.
Half.
Nice half job. Yeah, 6-3. Much better. 6-inch puck?
Yeah. That's what we would play.
There'd be some people on the ice, on the ground.
We play with a big one.
Have a great day. James is next.